I think the biggest debates in Scotland at the moment are taking place in people's homes, in their sitting rooms, in their kitchens, you know, not necessarily on the television. And people are talking with their friends and their families. People are very focused on the fact this is the biggest decision they will ever take, and they're asking themselves, do we want to take on the risks, the uncertainties, the fact we simply don't know what money we'll be using, or might it be better to get a stronger Scottish Parliament within the United Kingdom, the best of both worlds, and at the same time be part of something bigger with the opportunities and security that come with that. I think as far as the debates are concerned, they're only one part of a bigger debate than that. Most people, you know, they'll watch the television, they'll read the newspapers, listen to the radio, but you know, they'll be thinking about it, they're talking to their friends, and actually the most powerful arguments that take place are between friends.
TV debates aren't the be-all and end-all. What matters is the impact on our ground campaign. Spain are going to have our tails up, and our tails will be up for the next 3 weeks. You see, people in the next few days are taking postal votes into their hands. In a few weeks' time, they're going to go into polling stations. They're going to take the future of their country into their hands. And when people do that, they're going to vote for something. They're going to vote against something. People want to vote for things. And the Yes campaign are articulating an argument about protection of public services, the creation of jobs, the things that an independent Scotland can deliver for people who are in the end of things at the present moment, the people who are needing food banks, the children being threatened with being plunged into poverty, how we create a more prosperous, a more just society. That's what's energising the debate, and that's what's going to make the difference in 3 weeks' time.